said, you have to learn the exception because the exception belongs to you. What was the exception? The thing that doesn't belong to that animal.
Inception has just arrived.
Yeah, I heard the smile. The exception is the exceptionary universe offered to you, which is universe of dream, universe of imagination, and more importantly, universe of non-existence. Any one of you have an idea why I emphasize on the importance of that book? Yes, you could look at the teacher who is looking at the graph and the maximum, that endless stuff, and emphasizing that. I'm not that kind of teacher. But very logical reason to emphasize on that non-existence. And you should guess, because in this story, Rumi somehow gave you the hint. That exception is the one that is misused or abused by your intelligence. Right or wrong? You prefer to say wrong, but because I said it, you prefer to say it's right? What is your intelligence now is occupied with? Tell me. We know what's the role of intelligence. Intelligence, you may call it the brain, mind, name it whatever. That one in animal takes care of one thing only. It's supposed to think about remaining alive. That's it, right? Having a good vacation in Acapulco is not included there, right? So, the role of intelligence is to keep me alive. By what? There are two means over there. Food and sex. This will keep the animal alive. Give an animal food, the animal will be alive. Sex will make it to next generation. That's what it is. Right? This is what intelligence for millennia was working on me at, right? How about your intelligence now? You don't think about food. And you don't think about sex. You think about a lot of other stuff. Which don't exist. Intelligence is supposed to look at the existence and find the opportunity to find food and sex and shelter, right? You don't need that. Social security is there. So you have the shelter, food, and the opportunity of sex. But there is a lot of other stuff which is bothering you and making your life miserable, which mainly are looking at the non-existence by this lady. We'll see this lady doing it at the eighth story. You will see it will be repeated. Non-existence doesn't belong to animal, belongs to me. Me who understands non-existence and me who could enjoy non-existence. I can really enjoy a blank canvas. Show me a picture of Van Gogh and a black canvas. I wish, do this, how am I going to paint this? And the painting is not there, right? And I enjoy it because I understand that non-existence. For this intelligence, non-existence is something is missing, is bad. It's not good, right? For me, non-existence is the best because when I get rid of all these silly animals in this jungle, and I meditate, I come somewhere else, I enjoy another dimensions which are available to me. if I could do it, right? If not, knowing that by meditation you could really have a good feeling doesn't add that much up. Now to do it. So, now we are not telling you what to do. We are telling you what is going on in you. First was intelligence, rule, and the importance of exception, because non-existence is exceptional, is exception to all rules. It will change all the rules. Everything is different. When you want to talk about non-existence, your brain goes a little bit crazy, because you use the existence as a verb for non-existence. You have to, because non-existence exists. Anyhow, we said, get out of the real life of the animal, visit your dream, imagination, and non-existence. And you don't have to do a lot of it, don't worry. It will be done for you. You need only to be thirsty. That yearning, that's all you need. And believe in this medicine, because this is a medicine. This was the second paragraph of the first story, right? You tell me what is the third paragraph. I hope you're used to this torture, all of you. We go back, I go back, this is my habit. I go back to the first story, first paragraph, always. Not only because I, 100% I believe in this master, because I have studied this stuff for so many years with a lot of different techniques. And a master is like, magically, he starts it at a point that no way even to imagine. Imagine someone wants to talk a very long, long speech. Right? How does he start the speech? If the guy is very clever, right at the beginning, he should give you all the planning he has for you and everything. But when it was this big, it took him 15 years. Imagine, day one, he says something. After centuries, I analyze this book and I'll show it to you. I put some microscope on it and you will see how genius it could be to start it from the beginning, from the best start point. You know what? Because this medicine is not complicated. It's very simple. It takes a long, long time for you to get it. When you get it, it's simple. There is no difficult stuff in here. That magic voodoo stuff is in you, and it's in your heart, you will find it. And when we say find something, what do you think about? When we say find something, the first thing your brain will tell you is something is lost. No, that's not the case. We are saying find something that you haven't found it. It's not lost. It's there waiting for you to be found. That's what it is. You are not going to make something. You're not going to invent something. All the things that we tell you to add to yourself, these are the ways to look at it, then you will realize it. Your heart is not lost.